Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
It's time to take a walk on the wild side with Trey Reed and Mark Hedrick on 103.7 The Buzz. It's the outdoor show you've been waiting for. Now, here are your hosts of the wild side, Trey Reed and Mark Hedrick.
Well, a good Tuesday evening to you. Welcome to The Wild Side. That is the show that has never failed to solve the Wordle puzzle on the New York Times.
I don't get Wordled. Am I on? Yeah, I'm on.
You're just too far from the microphone.
I don't get the Wordle stuff. And
what do you mean you don't get it?
I don't even. I'm not even going to deal with it.
What you mean is that you're no good at solving it, so you don't play.
No, I've never even pulled it up. I mean, listen.
It is addictive. If you play tomorrow, you'll play every day.
Yeah, and then
maybe not every day.
You'll probably be posting your results on Facebook like I care.
I don't do that. No, I don't even. I
thought that was like a Dr. Seuss character or something. Or is that Yertle? Yertle. That was
a turtle.
Yeah, Yertle the turtle
Wordle. I had the stuffed animal. No, and I didn't tell you how many times I played. I've just said I've never failed to solve the puzzle.
You must be really good at it, or at least.
No, I do words, Mark.
Yes. Oh, that's what I do. I mean, I do words. I'm more quantitative than I am.
You're the numbers guy.
Yeah, I am the numbers guy.
You're the numbers guy with this operation. Welcome to the wild side. We have our strengths and weaknesses, but together we are one hell of a radio show about the great outdoors.
It's kind of like Dr. Bruce Banner and the Incredible Hulk. We just don't know which one's which. Or which one's going to show.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yes. Yeah, don't make me angry. I'm angry.
It's the weather yeti. We don't want to make him mad.
Oh, no. Well, speaking of weather, boy, we've had a lot of rain. Lots and lots and lots of rain. And temperatures are going to cool off a little bit. Don't necessarily care for that. We'll talk to Philip Kastner from Trader Bill's Outdoors and Southern Real Outfitters about some of this weather and what that's going to do, what's happening. I'm sure Philip will have a great fishing report like he always
does.
Listen,
I drove out to West Rock Landing today. They lost power last night, so they were not open. Most of Highway 10 heading out. King's One Stop, or, you know, that power was out there. The lake was much higher. I drove to Sleepy Hollow, and when I went over the bridge, they're heading to Sleepy Hollow. There was actually current blowing out from under the bridge. I mean, there was so much debris in the lake. It looks like coffee down there. So, I mean, it's going to be, it's going to be tough for a while. Those whites that were running up the river, they're probably back out, hanging out around some.
That flow is what triggers them sometimes too. You were out earlier in the week. I know you had Cammy out there on our Facebook page.
I took Chelsea from West Rock, and I took my wife. Cindy went with us, and I got a couple of nice, little videos I'll shoot up of some.
What is the water temperature?
It was about, believe it or not, that day it was showing 58 degrees. When you and I were out there, it was 51.
Hold on, where's the bell?
Now I'm running about a pound or a degree and a half high, maybe two.
So you think maybe it's 57. White bass time.
Yeah, and listen, they were there. We caught. They were not under the bridge. We caught one fish under the bridge. We went out and found where the wind. We found where the wind was blowing, and we found the old sunken.
That's not wind. Hey, Mark, stop talking.
We found the old sunken ship out there. The big galleon that's out there.
Did you find any booty?
No. We didn't find any booty. But we did fish some banks that had. This time of year, find windy, dingy banks and a little bit of dingy water. And as Cindy can attest, she's in here with us tonight. But Cindy. And I were noticing how pretty the water was, very, very green, and then up shallow it was almost white. It was so dingy, and when you'd come out and hit that break line, that's where those fish were. They were sitting
right on that edge.
They were sitting about 7 feet. We throwing about four, sitting about eight, and they'd hit it about 6 feet. We probably caught 30, and I caught myself.
You did, and you had to get a tetanus shot.
Yeah, and my wife actually.
That makes two of us that have poked. Well, mine was last year. I was going to say this year. Within the last eight months.
And you came home with COVID.
Well, I did get a bonus prize.
You got a bonus prize
shot. Probably got it in that little.
A lot of people get suckers.
In that urgent care.
A lot of people get a sucker or something. You came home with COVID.
I still think I got it on the airplane, but we'll.
We got Philip on the Edwards Food Giant Hotline.
Before we go to Philip on the Edwards Food Giant Hotline, let me tease up a couple of things. Phone lines will be open tonight. As always, 501-661-1037. I know there are probably some opinions out there that we'd love to hear. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission met last week, really over 3 days, a couple of meetings in Little Rock and then more in Monticello, the formal meeting on Thursday in Monticello. But the hunting and fishing regulations proposals for next season, effective in 22 for hunting season and 23 for fishing, were proposed. It's all kind of handled together now, fishing and hunting, and it's been different time frames for different wildlife species and fish in the past, but it's all together now. So we'll talk about some of those regulations that have been proposed. Maybe you'll want to chime in and tell us what you think about some of those. Also talk about a brown trout research presentation that took place at the Game and Fish headquarters last night. Christy Graham, Game and Fish trout biologist, and Dr. Steve Lockman from UAPB. But right now, let's talk to our friend Philip Kastner on the Edwards Food Giant Hotline.
It's time for the Trader Bills Outdoors Southern Reel Outfitters Fishing Report. With all the great lakes and rivers in the natural state, let Trader Bills and Southern Reel be your guide to great fishing and your one-stop shop for all things outdoors.
And as always in our first block here on the Wild Side, we welcome in Philip Kastner. Philip, you've been talking in the past several weeks about how low some of the lakes are, especially over in your part of the world, over around Hot Springs. Boy, we got a lot of water. What's going on out there now?
You know, we got a lot of water, but it's just amazing how dry the ground is, how much it sucked up all that rain. The lake that is still the lowest is Greeson, and it's down 6 3/4 feet. It came up about the most, just short of 2 feet. Washita is still down 4 1/4 feet from full pool. It came up about 6 inches, maybe. DeGray is still down 3 1/4 feet. And the only lakes that are above full pool is Greer's and Nimrod. Everything else is either full pool or less. So while we got a lot of rain, guys, I really do understand, you know, it's a big deal to get, you know, 2 inches, and that's what Central Arkansas got, between 2 and 3. The ground was so dry, it sucked it up. And so lakes are still low in Central Arkansas for the most part.
Well, they'll likely be coming up. I don't think we've seen all of the rise yet.
The runoff is incredible.
It's still running off. You can see it in the draws.
It's
going
to rain here.
Stuff.
It's supposed to rain here in 15, 20 more minutes. We got another storm line coming through. Just watched it on the news.
I was looking at the sunset. Well, Philip, what's going on fishing-wise?
So fishing-wise, you've got, you know, everybody is running to the creeks, and they're throwing a rattle trap, and they're throwing whatnot else in the creeks because that's what you do this time of year. And that's exactly what I'm planning on doing the rest of the week every chance I get. You know, if you've got spring break, which is what we're dealing with all the kids loose out of school, and you want your kids to go have fun, tie on a small rattle trap. That's the trick. If you would try a gay blade, old Cotton Cordell gay blade, the 3/8 ounce, 1/4 ounce rattle trap, a cream little fishy, any kind of sassy shad, go into these creeks halfway and slow roll it along the bottom. You can catch a bunch of whites. That's what you're going to be dealing with right now, and that's a great way to entertain all these kids on spring break. Out there looking for bigger fish, then just tie on a bigger trap and just fish a little deeper. So either way, it's a great way to spend spring break with the kids out on the lake.
Well, Philip, we only got about 30, 40 seconds. Y'all had Charlie Ingram from Bass University over at the store yesterday. Looked like that was a good time.
Yes, it was. Charlie Ingram came, did a show on Lake Washita this last weekend. Caught a lot of fish. He really did. And that's what we're trying to do, of course, is promote fishing with the kids in the youth program. And not only that, but ways to make a living with the Game and Fish, with the Corps of Engineers, and bolster and promote that side of the equation as well. So Charlie had a great promotion at the store, and we appreciate all the work.
All right, Philip, thank you so much. That is Philip Kastner from Trader Bill's Outdoors, Southern Reel Outfitters, with our weekly fishing report here on the Wild Side. Philip, we will talk to you next,
week,
on Wednesday.
Go Hogs!
Yep.
More Wild Side coming up.
All About Tire and Brake Tire Pros has been serving the community for more than 15 years. Locally owned and operated, we offer a wide range of name brand tires, wheels, and automotive service you can trust so your dollars stay in our community. All About Tire and Brake Tire Pros, where customers are treated like family. Service like your daddy used to get. Visit in-store at one of our two locations or shop for tires and service online at allabouttireandbrake.com.
I'm Trey Reed from the Wild Side on 103.7 The Buzz, and when I'm looking for a great home-cooked lunch on the fly, my go-to spot is the deli at my neighborhood Edwards Food Giant. There's always a great selection of delicious meats and vegetables, fresh from the kitchen and served with a smile by the friendly folks behind the deli counter. You'll get heaping portions with cornbread or a dinner roll and a drink to wash it down, all for under $9. For home cooking without the hassle of washing dishes, go see our friends at Edwards Food Giant.
Trader Bill's Outdoors and Southern Reel Outfitters is the one-stop shop for all your fishing and boating needs. They carry Vexus bass boats, Godfrey pontoons, and Taiga surf, wake, and ski boats. Their marine department also features parts and accessories from most boat manufacturers. And if something goes wrong with your boat, their service department is ready to get you back in the game with quality repairs and friendly service. Trader Bill's Outdoors and Southern Reel Outfitters, where great fishing and boating begin.
You're listening to Toyota Tuesday. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
This is Sterling from Center Ridge. With the truth, the Arkansas Razorbacks are back in the Sweet 16 and the only SEC team remaining in the NCAA tournament. And let me be perfectly clear, I'm proud of the Hogs and very happy to be back in the Sweet 16 and still dancing. However, that was the worst offensive performance from a winning team in NCAA tournament history. And if you want to block that, you probably want to block the fact that water is wet and that the earth is round, because you can't handle the truth. And that was probably the best defensive performance in Razorback history. And if you want to block that, you probably want to block the fact that snow is white and fire is hot, because you can't handle the truth. The bottom line is this: defense wins championships, and that's the truth. The truth is, Double B's are the best deals and bargains, like 2 liter Sun Kiss for $1.50 and 20 ounce Gatorades 2 for $4.50. It's where you can guess it. Grab it and go. It's Double B's.
This is Pat Bradley for Excel Electric. It's always good to have an electrician you can trust. When sparks are shooting out of your light switch, you need to know who to call. Excel Electric in Benton services all of Central Arkansas. They'll help with problem solving if you need an electrical repair or simply need a ceiling fan hung or that new big screen TV installed. They do it all and at a reasonable price. Call Scott at Excel Electric, 501-776-7201. With over 30 years in the industry, Excel Electric has you covered. 501-776-7201.
Hey guys, this is All-American second baseman Robert Moore. I'm excited to join the guys on Morning Mayhem every Tuesday. We'll talk all things college baseball and whatever else comes to mind. Big thanks to Sissy's Log Cabin for making it possible. Sissy's Log Cabin is Arkansas's largest independently owned jewelry store with an incredible selection and a knowledgeable sales staff that treats everyone like family, creating an experience you won't find anywhere else. Shop online at sissyslogcabin.com.
Register your team starting April 4th for the 18th annual Double B's BBQ happening May 7th. Spots go fast, so mark your calendars for the 18th annual Double B's BBQ, sponsored by Bud Light Next, Gravely Mowers, Fence Brokers, and LRS, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkansas.
Welcome back to the Wild Side on 103.7 The Buzz. You are back on the Wild Side, back at our normal Tuesday night time slot, but a little programming note, we will be joining you next week on Wednesday night, 7 p.m., doing a little shuffling around with March Madness going on, as well as Arkansas Razorbacks baseball, Diamond Hogs, kind of sometimes going to bump us around, so stay tuned. We'll always try to remind
winning,
you
we
here.
Don't mind. We don't mind as long as they're winning.
As long as they're winning. Well, it was an interesting week. last week. Arkansas Game and Fish had really their March meeting was stretched out over 3 days. They had a portion at the Whit Stevens Jr. Central Arkansas Nature Center. If you haven't heard, the Game and Fish office.
Well, y'all didn't pay your utility bill. I guess.
Well, no, that's not the deal. Or Ag didn't pay its bill in the crime lab either. But that whole circle over there on Natural Resources Drive, there was some electrical switch or some kind of piece of electrical infrastructure that went kaput. And that caused some surge, and we had to shut down servers. And anyway, the Game and Fish Commission office was closed. So previously they had planned to meet in Monticello on Wednesday and Thursday. So really, took 3 days because this is the time of year when regulations proposals are first presented and read publicly. And then in a couple of months, the commission will vote on those, and the ones that pass or that aren't tabled or withdrawn will become our fish and wildlife regulations. And there's a few of them. There's over 100, Mark.
Well, give us your top 10
or
15.
Here's the thing, too. It sounds like, well, there goes Game and Fish. It's making a bunch of rules. But it's several of them are simplifying other rules and going to make things easier. But here are some of the big ones. If you want to call and chime in on any of these, give us a call, 501-661-1037. Love to hear from you. We've talked about this, but establish a bear season in bear zones 3 and 4. That's the Gulf Coastal Plain of southern Arkansas.
And that was kind of hinted. They may do that on our
if I was putting money on it, I bet that passes.
Yeah.
Open bear archery season 10 days earlier in bear zones 1 and 2, which is something that I know archery bear hunters have been clamoring for a number of years. Here's a big one. We've been seeing conservative turkey hunting regulations for several years now. Reduce the statewide bag limit on turkey to one bird beginning in 2023. Now, that's not for this season. This season's rules are set, so not going to be any changes there, but only one bird. The current limit is two for the season. Here's another one that we're bouncing all over. We're going to get to the fishery stuff. Mark's over there taking a nap until we get to fisheries.
Tell us a little. Surely you have something about ducks. Something about ducks.
Here's the one on ducks.
Okay.
Consider opening regular duck season the weekend after Thanksgiving.
After duck gumbo?
Instead of the weekend before. We'll open it the day of gumbo and the world champion.
Gotcha.
World champion duck calling contest. Yeah, because that happens the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay,
now,
they have
Arkansas State contest or last chance contest and maybe some junior division stuff that happens on Friday. But the festival, really the big days are Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving. A lot of people want to open duck season all the way into December. I think probably the good folks at the Stuttgart Chamber of Commerce probably would rather that not happen. But, you know, a lot of things have changed. The timing of the migration is probably a little bit later. And I think we want to just take advantage of that. But that's a big one. Another one, reestablishing a 74-day white-fronted goose season, speckle belly season with a three-bird bag limit. This is the way that it was in 2015-16 through 2019-20. And then there's been a slight change the last couple of years, 2021 and 21-22, where we had a longer season but only a two-bird bag limit. Extend boat access restrictions on waterfowl wildlife management areas to include the 7 days preceding the first day of the first segment of regular duck season. Again, designed to reduce disturbance. Require all boats on waterfowl-focused wildlife management areas to operate only with motors that have unmodified factory exhaust. A lot of complaints about the
noise,
loudness of especially some of those surface drive motors that have been modified. Waterfowl hunting on Bell Slough, Ed Gordon Point Remove, Gala Creek, and Frog Bio WMAs, as well as the Dyer Lake unit of Ozark Lake WMA, would go to a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday only hunting, much like Raft Creek and the Red Cut Slough Tract at Cypress Bio WMA.
I don't know why. You know, when you think about it, any of these vehicles, whether it be a boat, motor, a four-wheeler, anything with mufflers off of them, I mean, why would you allow those in any of your areas?
Well, you can't run an ATV on wildlife.
Right. I'm just talking about anywhere. I mean, why would you allow that? I mean, that's just disturbing. Anybody that could be hunting in an area on let's just say private land, you got guys running up and down it with no muffler. That doesn't help.
Yeah, it's no good. Right. I mean, it's just unpleasant too. I mean, it's almost like when we have to hit the buzzer.
That's right.
Well, those are most of your hunting regulations. I'd say there are many more. We're going to talk more about this after the break. We'll talk about some of the proposed changes in fishing regulations, as well as kind of some general rules, access to wildlife management areas and that sort of thing after the break.
What about gold mining?
I don't have anything on that. I don't know. No, you can do some diamond mining.
I just didn't know maybe if we were bringing some gold in or something.
I don't know about that, Mark. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, it's not a bad idea.
No.
Gold is good. Stick around. More Wildside. We'll talk more about these wildlife area management area regulations and other proposed regs.
Spring and summer may be behind us, but that doesn't mean there's not a good reason to get out to Lake Maumelle to enjoy a day on the water. Trey Reed here from the Wild Side to tell you about West Rock Landing. Our friends at West Rock have everything you need to enjoy a day on the lake. Whether you're fishing for bass or crappie or just taking in the amazing views of the Ouachita Mountains, West Rock offers bait, tackle, boat rentals, and so much more. Check them out at westrocklanding.com or go see them just a few miles west of Little Rock on Highway 10. West Rock Landing, your gateway to Lake Maumelle. Trader Bill's Outdoors and Southern Reel Outfitters offer the largest fishing tackle selection in the region, including the newest lures and the newest colors, as well as a wide selection of locally made lures that are proven winners on Arkansas lakes and streams. They also carry top-of-the-line rods and reels by the industry's leading companies, and they employ local anglers who are always prepared to answer your questions and set you on the path to success. Trader Bill's Outdoors and Southern Reel Outfitters, where great fishing and boating begin.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. Welcome to another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Say hello to the Walkers, a family of not one but four Gagillionaires, each living up their Gagillionaire life at ludicrous internet speed. First up, Anna Walker. She dominates streaming like the matriarch she is. No show ever goes unwatched under her watch.
Next episode.
Next up, Peter Walker. There's no stopping this dad bod from showing up to his virtual workout sessions.
Oh, let's go leg day!
And finally, the Walker twins. They may look alike, but couldn't internet more differently. Harry dominates his fellow online gamers while Heather group video chats with friends.
Ooh, nice background filter, Jess.
Live like a Gagillionaire. Get internet that upgrades everything. AT&T Fiber, now with speeds up to 5 gigs.
Limited availability in select areas. Speeds not guaranteed. Single device wired speed, max 4.7 gig per second. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Store right here in Sherwood. For the past few months, we've been asking you to give us a chance to buy your car, and the response has been fantastic. We really appreciate all of you who brought us your car and turned it into cash. We purchase hundreds of cars from people just like you. Folks, we're still buying cars every day, so look around and see what you or your family has in the garage that you might want to turn into cash. It's really easy, folks. Just come into Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Mark or Andy. We'll buy your vehicle, and we'll pay you more than anyone. We can't find enough vehicles at the auto auction to meet the demand, so we're extending this offer to you, the public. We really appreciate all of you who brought us your car and turned it into cash. We purchase hundreds of cars from people just like you. We'll pay you more, so don't wait. Come see us today for the best cash offer on your car, truck, van, or SUV. Just ask for Andy or Mark. So for the best price on your car, come to Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood. Thank you.
Arkansas State Parks are your passport to explore everything the natural state has to offer, from our storied past to our scenic beauty. With unexpected escapes like Jacksonport State Park, you can get a unique look at our state's history. Each one of our 52 state parks offers something just a little bit different. So pick up your passport at any state park visitor center. Plan your trip at ArkansasStateParks.com.
Brought to you by this station and the Arkansas Broadcasters Association.
On average, someone wins with a scratch-off game from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery every 1.3 seconds. That means by the time I'm through talking, more than 23 people will cash a winning ticket. And it just might be this one.
The new multiplier tickets are here, with top prizes from $5,000 to $500,000. So look for the ticket with the X.
Get your ticket today. It's time to play, scratch, and win. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
The Wild Side Outdoor Report is brought to you by West Rock Landing, your gateway to fishing and fun on Lake Maumelle.
Outdoor Report tonight, the FNS Extreme team on Ouachita, 319 of 22 this last weekend. Brennan Cole, Teddy Bogard, five fish, weighed 1994. They had a big bass of 515 and won $7,600. Pretty nice. The second place team, Tyler Bray and Jimmy Murders, had five fish, five alive for 1930. I mean, we're talking just a little over a half a pound separating first and second, and or almost a half a pound. And Josh Hilton and Brandon Hunt were in third place with 1910. So really, when you think about it, 0.84 pounds separates first and third. Pretty nice tournament. ABA District 47 on Lake Maumelle saw out West Rock Landing, saw John Simon off out there this weekend. He won it. First place, 20-30. He had a 669, big bass. Big fish still coming out. Good stringer still coming off of Maumelle. Second place, Don Armbrust, 15-24. And third place, Ray Neighbors, who's a perennial out there. Ray's always in the top 3 to 5. He had 12-22. The cable tournament on Greer's, Jacob Perkins and Chase Myers, 12-30 with a big bass of $4. I think maybe these guys need to check with Jacob and see about bringing a guide in to fish with him. We need to hammer Jacob a little bit on that. But great job for Jacob and Chase Myers. They're over at Fish and Stuff. Great guys. And, man, congratulations to them. Brad Sherrill and Scotty Smith had 10-18, and Brent Ellis fished solo with 10-10. Andy Montgomery gets the first win TBF on Tennessee's Fort Loudoun Lake with 16 pounds, 10 ounces. He's throwing a Strike King Thunder Cricket. And the Bass, this is pretty cool. Bassmasters Drew Cook went wire to wire on the Bassmaster Elite Series on Santee Cooper. Had a 4-day total, 105 pounds, 5 ounces. He got him that's unbelievable. Got the century belt for catching over 100 pounds of
fish.
Yeah,
he gets one of those wrestling belts,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he listen to this. He's a sight fisherman. He loves sight fishing. Drew used a 4 and 5 inch fighting frog on a quarter ounce weight, and he was sight fishing 6 feet of water. And the reason, the fish kept replenishing every day. That little bit deeper water, they just kept replenishing. The back of the pocket was 6 feet deep. He flipped that little, cricket he's using, that little fighting frog in there, and he let it lay in the bed, and then he tapped the butt of his rod, and that kept him from dragging the bait out. What it did is it made those appendages quiver a little bit when he'd tap it, and he was using a Tilapia Magic fighting frog. It was silver flake with and it really had a little flash, and I think caught the bass eye, when they saw it, and that little bit of movement, it just, they couldn't stand it, so they hit it. He had a 714 big bass to cull that last day. That was worth an additional $1,000. So congratulations to Drew Cook. And that's a little tip. Keep in mind, when you are fishing beds, they want that in there slow, and you can watch them hit it. If you keep dragging out, a lot of times they'll nudge it out. Just leave it there. That tapping the handle or tapping the butt of the rod a lot of times will give that just a little bit of motion and freak them out. So
you got more?
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the Deke Whitbeck just, we do this in June. We're going to have the Commissioner's Cup again, and this is pretty cool. We got Luke Duncan from Express, he's an Express Boats pro, and he's host of the Low Budget Live podcast, and he's an entertainer as well. We'll be on hand to film Low Budget Live and sing before the weigh-in. So you got to come meet one and only Luke Duncan. Jack Whitbeck's supposedly going to get in touch with him tomorrow.
You know, we ought to try to get him on the show, Trey. That'd be a lot of fun to get
him
on.
Yeah, sounds good. We ought to do that close to the tournament.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And supposedly I hear he just told me the baby's on the way, so.
Jack told you that?
No, Deke just said baby's on the way. So I guess Jack won't be able to fish tonight, maybe tomorrow. Probably,
maybe not for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming tonight, but it's on the way.
You're talking about, sight fishing and tapping the rod.
Right.
I got a couple of big trips to the saltwater coming up in late April and May. And one of the problems when you're fly fishing on the flats and you're using like a crab pattern, which is a pretty common prey for both bonefish and permit, is that crabs do not try to evade their prey like fish or shrimp, where they get motionless, they lie still. So you need a fly with a lot of natural materials, number one, but you got to have, I've been thinking of different ways. And I got to go to the swimming pool where I can study on this before I go. But how you can, either tapping the rod or just kind of jiggling the fly line a little bit to where it gives it enough motion to where you get some life out of it, but it doesn't move unnaturally.
Well, Jared Pridmore, who builds jigs for me, in the spring and in the fall, I get him to build stand-up football heads for me. And I put, crawdad. Get his jig and I put a crawdad on it, a craw, whether a Strike King or one he builds, but I'll put a craw on it. And then what I'll do is when in the spring, they tend to get up and look like they're going to, if a bass approaches, they'll get up on their kind of tail and put their claws up in a defensive position or almost a fighting position. And if you've ever seen one of them sit there like that, if you tap the handle or tap the reel just a little bit, it'll make those claws just barely move, and it makes it look like, and it drives them nuts. They will knock. So in the spring, I like using a stand-up football head. Now in the summer, I like dragging them a little more. But when everything, in the spring and everything's getting fired up, I like that aggressive look because it tends to fire the bass up. At least I think, and I've caught crappie doing that too.
Well, all good suggestions. It's going to be time.
All this water, I can't wait to throw tactics. A chatterbait, spinnerbait. Like Philip said, go back and throw
Speaking of fishing, let's talk about some of the fishing regulations that were proposed last week at the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission meeting. One of them is a proposal to implement a 13-inch minimum length limit for both largemouth and smallmouth bass on Lake Norfolk and remove the length limit for spotted bass on Norfolk. Implement a 10-inch minimum length limit on crappie on Lake Erling. This one kind of goes back to the WMAs. Require trail cameras on commission-owned wildlife management areas to have owner contact information displayed. Another proposal to establish a $15 a night camping fee for campsites at Camp Robbins and Special Use Area with the electric and water services. And then a $5 annual camping permit in order to camp on all commission-owned WMAs. And before you start screaming, Game and Fish is after some more money from me, there's a solid reason behind that. There have been a lot of instances, and it's becoming more prevalent, of people that just don't have anywhere to go, and they're camping on these primitive areas, and they are living there.
Yeah, and they're littering the place. It's terrible looking, and you got to pay to get that cleaned up anyway.
And so that's regulatory change.
They're also doing that on Rodney Parham, so I mean.
Well, this is true.
I'm just telling you.
CWD management regulations in Ashley, Bradley, Randolph, and Union counties to account for some new positives that were found during this past deer season. Prohibit guides from providing services while under the influence or intoxicated. That sounds like a pretty good idea.
But here's
a big one. Increase the fee for annual non-resident hunting guide and non-resident fishing guide licenses from the current price of $150 to a price not to exceed $2,500.
Wow.
Now, $2,500 sounds steep to me. I mean, I'm all for having the resident price being one thing and charging non-resident guides a little bit more. If they're going to come here and, you know, not as as non-residents and use our resources, I think they should pay a little bit more.
Yeah.
And there it's becoming, I hear from people, especially on some of our trout streams, you got a lot of folks from Michigan and Colorado and Minnesota coming down to guide. Here's the thing about that, though. I think you could solve that problem without going all the way to $2,500.
And they just said up to. I mean,
up to. Yeah, it doesn't say that's what they're going to do. I noticed some pretty pointed comments about that on the Arkansas Game and Fish Facebook page. This would be a good time, an appropriate time for me to remind folks that when I'm here on this show from 7 to 8 p.m. Yeah, on the wild side, I'm not representing the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. I'm representing me and mine and Mark's radio show here. So I'm weighing in, giving you some of my opinions on some of these regulations. But here's the great thing. The Game and Fish wants to hear your opinions. There is a survey form at agfc.com, and you can go there and comment on all of the proposed regulations. It'll be up and running until April 17th, so you've got just under a month. And I'm telling you, Ben Batten said this in the meeting in Monticello last week. He reads every single comment. His staff does. Wildlife does, too. Commissioners and the directorate do as well. So,
and he still maintains a pretty dang good attitude.
Hey, it does not mean that your opinion is going to necessarily change anything. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. But, hey, it won't if you don't call in and get on that website, agfc.com.
Don't complain if you ain't going to come in.
Yeah, go on there, and you can make your comments right there. Hey, we will be back. Love to hear from you here on the Wild Side, too. 501-661-1037. More Wild Side coming up.
Hey folks, Mark Hedrick here to tell you about Battery Outfitters in North Little Rock. They're here to serve your battery needs, from cell phones to hearing aids to power tools. And when it comes to service, Battery Outfitters is second to none. Got a problem with your truck or your boat battery? Just pull in at 5915 JFK Boulevard, and the Battery Outfitters crew will handle the rest. And don't forget to ask about Key Fob Friday and watch Battery Saturday. You'll be glad you did. Battery Outfitters, 501-537-4990 for all your battery needs.
Mark Hedrick here from the Wild Side to tell you about our friends at West Rock Landing on Lake Maumelle. I've been fishing Maumelle for decades, and even though I've learned a few things about catching fish on the lake through the years, I've also learned that it all starts at West Rock Landing. If you're looking for a place to hold your next bass tournament, our friends at West Rock are ready to help you take care of the details. Their covered deck is perfect for weigh-ins. They can also set you up with a boat rental for a day of fishing or a day of just enjoying the views and the area's wildlife. Go see them today. West Rock Landing, your gateway to Lake Maumelle. I'm Mark Hedrick from the Wild Side here on 103.7 The Buzz. You probably already know Edwards Food Giant as the Meat People. And when I'm looking to throw a steak on the grill, my first stop is the incredible meat counter at Edwards Food Giant. Ribeyes, fillets, strips, T-bones, and porterhouses. Whatever your favorite cut, you'll find the best selection of certified Angus beef at Edwards Food Giant. Their prices are great, with weekly specials that will make your next steak dinner as affordable as it is tasty. Go see them today. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
You're listening to Toyota Tuesday. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Tune in to 103.7 The Buzz for Oaklawn Game Day, presented by Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. It's an inside look at this week's big games, exciting prop bets, and the latest betting lines from Oaklawn's Race and Sportsbook, the Natural State's favorite place to play. Every week of the football and basketball seasons, Justin Acree and Oaklawn's Mutuals and Sportsbook manager Zach Gillum will make sure that you have all the information you need to place your bets at Oaklawn. Catch it on the First Arkansas Bank and Trust SoundCloud page and also on The Buzz Wednesday night at 9 p.m. and again for the encore airing Thursday mornings at 5:30 before the show with no name. Oaklawn Game Day all season long on your fun and game station, 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey everyone, this is Heather Baker, president and publisher of AY Media Group here in Arkansas. We publish two of the biggest and most widely read magazines in the entire state, AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. At AY and Arkansas Money and Politics, we keep you up to date on all the news you need to know and the stories you want to hear. Visit us online at aymag.com and armoneyandpolitics.com to see for yourself. Now, more than ever, it is important to be mindful of where you get your news and support your local businesses. With AY Media Group, you get the best of both worlds.
This is Pat Bradley, and for several years you've heard me talk about Whit Davis Lumber Plus. Have you ever wondered what the plus means? The plus is service. It means they're going to go that extra mile. They have knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff who know their products and their customers. Whit Davis knows the customer is what keeps their doors open and their trucks rolling. If you're looking for a material supplier or a hardware store, you can't go wrong shopping at their Jacksonville, Cabot, Sherwood, or Greenbrier locations. And remember, Whit Davis Lumber Plus is more than just a lumber yard.
You can hear the best of the NCAA tournament on 103.7 The Buzz and 106.7 Buzz 2 from the very beginning all the way to the championship game. Follow all the action on the Buzz Radio Network. Tournament coverage is brought to you by Kiko's Country RV and Edwards Food Giant.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild.
Welcome back to the Wild Side. We're going to get to keepers and culls here in just a second. We do have Lewis in North Little Rock on line one. Lewis, welcome back to the Wild Side. What's going on, man?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Great. Oh, we're doing good.
Good, good, good. Hey, Trey, I don't know if you remember, I called last week, but it was at the end of the show, and I really didn't get a chance to talk to you much, but I called you about the, was it legal to snag walleyes?
Right, right, yeah.
And I always thought that was illegal from what I read in the book, and I found out they're doing that below Blakely Dam. And so that would explain why we're having trouble catching them like we used to be able to catch them.
Now, I thought snagging walleye was illegal too.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a game fish. You're not supposed to target game fish.
I believe that's correct, Lewis. We'll check into that, and maybe we need to alert the proper authorities that's going on.
Well, I was told, unfortunately, I was told by a person that told me, that the game wardens know about it, and they don't do anything about it.
Well, that doesn't sound like that doesn't sound great.
So, listen, if the game wardens know about it, they're going to do something about it. I mean, I just, you know, at least the ones I know are, and we'll do a little research on this, and we'll have an answer for you. And even if we have to put it on our Wild Side Facebook page, we'll put it up. But call back next week, and we'll have you an answer.
Okay, I sure appreciate it. I'll definitely call back next week, and you guys can let me know.
Lewis, any of those regulations we've been talking about strike your fancy or make you wish they weren't going to happen?
No, I really just, to be honest with you, I just got off work, and I just tuned in. So I didn't hear about the other regulations. You mind
telling
me about some?
Oh yeah, it's way too many to go back through right now. But what I would encourage you to do, and everybody else, they proposed over 100 regulations changes at the meeting, the Game and Fish Commission meeting last week. It's a little bit different. In the past, you've done fishing regulations in the summertime that go into effect January 1st following year, and this is when we do hunting regulations in the spring of the year. Spring turkey was different. It was like in August and September when it was voted on. So everything's happening all at the same time now. But check them out at agfc.com, Lewis, and you can actually fill out a survey there to weigh in on as many or as few as you would like to.
I sure will. I appreciate that. And one last thing, my friend said the white bass are up in the creek.
Oh man, up on Lake Maumelle, they were up there last Thursday. They had moved out by that afternoon and were out on some of the windy banks. They were everywhere. We probably caught 30. Went back after it cooled off and they'd moved out a touch. But I think if you take lakes come up so much, you could probably go for the number 8 shad wrap, one of those shallow bill shad wraps, and paint the belly orange, go out there and throw that around the banks. You ought to catch a bunch in the next week or so.
Have you gotten into them yet, Lewis?
No, sir. I haven't had a chance to go out there yet, but he went out there the other day, and he said that they were splashing, out there Bringle Creek at that, where you
right.
park out
nice.
There.
Right, right.
Nice. Yeah, he said they were splashing all over the place out there.
All right. Well, Lewis, we always appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for listening
Thanks for the call, man.
All right, you bet. You guys have a great night.
All right, thank you, Lewis. What do you say about some keepers and calls, Mark? Let's talk about. Let's get that going.
It's time for this week's Keepers and Culls, presented by Battery Outfitters. Sometimes you keep them, sometimes you throw them back. But when it comes to your battery needs, the service and selection at Battery Outfitters are always keepers.
Go ahead, you start it out.
All right, well, I have just a keeper this week, but it's a good one. We hear a lot of talk about, well, how come Arkansas, especially from our bass fishing buddies, who shall remain nameless.
Now, they don't talk like that, though.
How come Arkansas doesn't do this? Or why don't you do this like Texas? Or why don't you do this? Or what's, you know, I won't get into all of that. But I would like to point out that we got some of the best biologists in the country, as evidenced by my keeper this week, as a biologist from Arkansas, Sean Lusk, who is in the Fisheries Division, and Chris Madal, who is in the Game and Fish Commission's Research Division, but PhD, focusing on smallmouth in Arkansas, so he has a fish-squeezing background. They won, as author and co-author, the Jack DeQueen Award from the Southern Division of the American Fisheries Society. And for a paper they did, they actually finished first and second. Sean was the author, and Chris was the co-author on the paper that won, and then Chris was the author of the paper that finished second, judged by their peers. These papers were about genetic study of Florida strain largemouth bass, or Florida strain genetics in our largemouth bass populations on DeGray and Ouachita. Some really interesting stuff. These articles have been, the one that won has been peer-reviewed and will appear in the Southeastern Association of Fish and Wildlife Agency Scientific Journal. Found some pretty interesting stuff. You know, there was a lot of stocking of Florida strain bass in Ouachita and DeGray in the early 2000s, really on up through between 2006 and 13. And but really no kind of measurement of that until Chris Madal and Sean Lusk went and started crunching some of those numbers and found that over 40% of the bass showed some genetic markers for Florida strain, which is considered a success.
That's good.
They are going to dig into this research even deeper to find out, you know, what does it mean? There's some additional information about parts of the lakes. But anyway, kudos to these game and fish biologists, Sean Lusk and Chris Madal, for being recognized by their peers across the country for important and solid research here in the natural state.
Little research they're doing as well. AGFC, this is my keeper, is tagging 200 stripers in Lake Ouachita. Each tag will be worth $100. So if you catch one of these stripers, you can go to the information on the little tag itself. It'll tell you where to go and what to do to redeem it. Clip them, call the number. You can keep the fish, release the fish, and tags can be redeemed through 2023. Also on Lake Ouachita, I'd seen where an 87-pound blue catfish near Highway 27 access was caught on Lake Ouachita. That's kind of the western end of the lake, Trey, where the Ouachita River meets the lake north of Mount Ida. They said that catfish could be up to 35 years old. So that's pretty cool, catch one that big, that old. And just got a little text from Ben Batten, who's the chief of fisheries. I asked him, I said, is it legal to snag walleye in Arkansas? And he said, nope.
I
didn't think it was.
Lewis called in on Morning Mayhem
last week.
When I was on and asked about that as right as I was going off. And I told him I didn't think so, but
you
I would
snag
check
stuff.
On it.
Yeah, I mean, if you get down there and you snag
it. Catfish is the only one that's legal to snag.
And you have to be 100. You have to be
fish.
From a boat, supposedly. And, you know, I mean,
no,
100 yards, 100 yards from the dam, I'm
saying.
You can
snag off the bank. Yeah,
but, I mean, you have to be downriver if you're in a boat and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no snagging.
There's rules. There's
no snagging of walleye. Lewis, if you are still listening, Lewis in North Little Rock, who called in a while ago, you cannot snag walleye. I didn't think so.
You can snag a lot of things, but not walleye.
Well,
snag a ground ball, snag a hamburger.
We're going to snag a commercial break.
We got to pay the bills, dude. We got to pay the bills.
We still have tip of the week, and I do want to hit a little bit on the brown trout research that was presented last night at Game and Fish headquarters. Christy Graham, trout program coordinator for Game and Fish, and Dr. Steve Lockman from the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff Really fascinating presentation. We won't have time to get real deep in it, but some stuff that I think our trout anglers who go to the Little Red will find interesting.
And I wanted to say real quick, we said that the baby is on the way with Jack Whitbeck, but it's not really on the way right this minute. It's like next week. So
Mark, jump the gun.
But congratulations to Jack Whitbeck on his new baby that'll be coming here in the next few weeks.
All right, we got to take a break. More Wild Side right after this.
All About Tire and Brake Tire Pros has been serving the community for more than 15 years. Locally owned and operated, we offer a wide range of name brand tires, wheels, and automotive service you can trust so your dollars stay in our community. All About Tire and Brake Tire Pros, where customers are treated like family. Service like your daddy used to get. Visit in-store at one of our two locations or shop for tires and service online at allabouttireandbrake.com.
It's time to hit the lakes and rivers, but before you back that boat into the water, stop by Battery Outfitters in North Little Rock, because the boat ramp is a bad place to discover a dead battery. Stephen Heron and the crew will take care of you like family and make sure you are charged up and ready to roll before you make the first cast. Bad batteries take your fish finder out of the equation, and you can't stay on the fish if your trolling motor won't turn. So take charge of your fishing fortunes with a trip to Battery Outfitters, 5915 JFK Boulevard.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-781-3626. That's 800-781-3626. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-781-3626 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
I'm Rex Nelson. As a native Arkansan, I take pride in our state's natural beauty. And as someone who has been in all 75 counties, I've seen how prevalent litter is across our state. It's time for people to clean up our state for those who live here and to enhance Arkansas's image for those wanting to visit. Let's clean up Arkansas. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to do your part and get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
This is Pat Bradley for the Wood Grill Buffet, comfort food at its finest. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, the largest salad, food, and dessert bar you have ever seen. 70 salad items, 30 meats, 55 side items, and 25 desserts. It's a spread if you want to eat light or eat like a pig, like me. You do remember that I was a pig from 1996 to 99. Heck, I'm a lifetime pig. So go see my friends at the Wood Grill Buffet, 1916 Congo Road in Benton, but you better be hungry when you get there.
This is Paul Sr. of Orange County Chopper. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know Rainwater Holt and Sexton doesn't back down.
We don't let the insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Call Rainwater Holt and Sexton. Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888. Non-lawyer spokesperson.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Are you a little bit country or a little bit rock and roll? Arkansas Blood Institute invites you to turn up the volume for local patients and donate blood. Those who give can pick their favorite music-themed quarter-sleeve t-shirt and receive one free ticket to the Museum of Discovery and a coupon for a free bunt lit from Nothing Bunt Cakes. Local patients are counting on you, so turn up the volume for blood donations and make yourself a life-saving appointment today. Visit arkbi.org.
Welcome back to The Wild Side on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back. Wrapping things up on this Tuesday night here on The Wild Side. A reminder, we will be on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. next week. Moving around a little bit this spring because of some Arkansas Razorbacks baseball. The Diamond Hogs, I think, play next Tuesday night. So that'll push us to Wednesday night at 7. We hope you'll make that adjustment and tune in. Listen to The Wild Side Same great show, just on a different night. We'll knock out tip of the week, and then we will talk about this brown trout research that was presented last night up at the Game and Fish headquarters.
It's the All About Tire and Brake tip of the week. All About Tire and Brake, because you deserve hassle-free service.
We talked about turkey season and some proposed changes for next turkey season, but this year's season opens April 18th statewide. That's in zones 1 and 2, just two turkey zones now instead of the 18 or 19 that there used to be. That has simplified things quite a bit. The youth hunt will be the previous weekend. That will be the 9th and 10th of April. But if you need to know all about turkey season, this week's tip is the turkey hunting guidebooks will be arriving at retail locations around the state, as well as Game and Fish regional offices, nature centers, next week. But you can go ahead and get a jump on those printed copies by going to agfc.com, and you can download the electronic version in PDF. Keep that on your phone or on your desktop computer, and get all the latest on turkey hunting for the 2022 turkey season here in the Natural State. And that's your All About Tire and Brake tip of the week. Turkey hunting guidebooks, hot off the presses, arriving in stores next week.
Well, tell us a little bit about this. You filmed the brown trout deal last night.
Yeah, I did. Well, I started to call you Wild Man.
Yeah, well, that's that's all right, Mr. Philpott.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh. It's been a long day, Mark.
Yes, it has.
It's been a
yes,
long day. Been watching the sun go down out there. It feels like I should be in bed. I need to catch up on some sleep. it was a long day yesterday. We started at 8 o'clock and got out of the building at about 8:30 last night. So it was a long day. But man, it was a fascinating presentation from Dr. Steve Lockman. We're due pretty soon for every 5 years, Game and Fish will revisit tailwater or lake management plans. And
they do
and
it on
every, yeah, every, yeah, every yeah. everything. Every, it's
They're
kind
doing
of on
it
a
for
five,
black
five,
bass right now.
Exactly, 5 year cycle. So it's getting close to time for the Little Red River management plan revision. And this research has been going on for 4 or 5 years. And so it's really going to be instructive in revising that management plan. A lot of the research was on spawning. It kind of started with anglers coming to the Game and Fish and saying, we need more protections on cow shoals. It's such an important spawning area. Well, it turns out cow shoals is not that important of a spawning area. Yeah. So one of Dr. Lockman's students, I'm talking about over years. I mean, he basically used side scan and down scan sonar to map the type of substrate through the entire length of the trout waters, 30 miles of the river, wow. Whether that was, you know, big boulders, medium sized cobble or gravel. And
in trophy areas and in non-trophy, everywhere.
Everywhere. And then he went out in October, November, December, January, and February and physically located reds, which are the spawning beds in the gravel that brown trout create, all trout, but and documented the locations of those. Fascinating stuff. Big takeaway. The depth of the water, they prefer about 14 inches of water. Of course, when the water comes up, you know, it fluctuates
right,
because of
right.
power generation. But like at baseline, at low water, 14 inches, the water temperature roughly the same. It's the size of the gravel that matters more than anything. Dr. Lockman actually passed out 3 Ziploc bags with different size gravel. Some of it's too big. Some of it's too small.
Little bears.
The Goldilocks zone, exactly. Yeah. And you want a certain diet because those eggs sit there, then they fall down in the cracks in between this gravel, and then they can still be, you know, washed over by oxygenated water, and so really interesting to see where. Also, the timing, Mark, was really cool. There are protections, there are closures, nighttime closures on cow shoals to prevent people from stepping on reds in the dark or snagging fish. It's like for October and November. You know when the peak of brown trout spawn is?
You know, I always had heard it was you know, October was the big time.
It's early December.
Isn't that something?
You can see it. It's a bell curve, man. It goes up. December 11th was the day. And they measured every 2 weeks. And so there were 2 week intervals. So it's basically the first or early second week of December.
20 years ago, 15 years ago, everybody was heading up there to fish.
No, you're exactly right. But that's the importance of research. Yeah, I mean, you can quantify these things and really see what's going on. I think the other.
When's the next one going to be?
April 11th at the Community Center in Heber Springs. So if you want up there in the Heber Springs area or nearby, go check it out. It will be very, very informative. Tell you before we run out of time here, the other thing that was real interesting, like 5,000 fish with these pit tags, passive integrated transponders, like less than a half dozen of them moved more than a half mile when they were recaptured. I thought that was very interesting.
Yes.
So these fish are hanging out in specific spots. Hey, that is all the time we've got. For Mark Hedrick, I'm Trey Reed. We will see you Wednesday night next week right here on the Wild Side.